This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is Mud Shark. And of course, with the Mud Shark secret word is the Mud Shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male Mud Shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
The Titanic, the greatest ship ever known, making its first sails across the sea. Everybody's loaded up and waving their glad hands goodbye. Captain Smith said, howdy, machinery, all right. How's your compass setting dead on New York? Keep it looking on down. Let go, right on down up high. Roll it over, whistle went right on down. Fiddling, dancing, having a big time on the lower deck. Now you're right, you don't get it wrong. Get that girl and promenade on. Good morning, baby. Hello now. Come on, dude. Captain Smith said, gonna make a world record out of this ship. Gonna make it to New York about 2.5 days or 3 days ahead of time. How the machinery now, all right? How's your compass? All right. Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pipe. Load his door, whistle right on down. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right, if you don't get it wrong. Get that girl with the red dress on. Good morning, babe. Hello now. Got a message that's foggy on the sea. Couldn't see how to travel. All boats are tied up. Otherwise, it's an iceberg from the North Pole. Biggest it ever was known. About a mile square. Impossible for any ships to run. Captain Smith said, don't mind the fog on the sea. We've got the strongest dynamite headlight ever was known. Otherwise, the ship is on sinkable. Fly through all icebergs. Now, how's your machinery? All right. How's your compass still on New York? Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pike. Load his old whistle right on down the pike. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right, but don't get wrong. Get that girl and go right on. Good morning, baby. Hello. Titanic port hit the iceberg. 20 miles to pass the lighthouse. Just to hear the music on the lower deck.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting. Just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Devil be gone. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to walk down the street and say hi to whoever I meet. Don't you tell me that it's wrong. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. I can't see in front of me and I'm tripping. Let me sing my joyful song. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. Oh, devil be gone. Oh, I'm singing my song. Oh, devil be gone. Devil be gone.
Okay, let's try one.
Here you go. You got a horse foot?
Go ahead. No, that's okay. This is a horse number. Chick in a neighborhood bar. I took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, hey baby, move over close by my side. The chick moved way over to the other side. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You just won't treat me right. We parked to look at the city lights. She said, it really is a very beautiful sight. So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, oh no, daddy, move away from me.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. Said, but it's a long ways back to town, and I've got on my evening gown. I said, that's right, baby, and if you don't come on to try to treat me right, you'll be walking home the rest of the night.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Gotta walk home, baby, 'cause it just won't treat me right.
And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kind of kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
Your call is being transferred.
Well, I don't know about the whole meter man thing, but I do know that the mystery man and I, Jumpin' JB, and the big guy are here. Two of us in Studio A to move the pieces around here on our 1 hour and 58 minute tour day for us. We have dubbed the Paleface Parabola. The parabola, I used to define it as the shortest distance between two points of light, and I was schooled that that was not accurate. There's some other technical application of words to subject, but I forget what they are. And you're better off that way anyway. It's a music show, damn it. Here on 3D and Me's 18th wedding anniversary, and as I just said to the overlord of Studio A, what does a man do on his 18th wedding anniversary? He comes to record a volunteer radio program. It's okay. She's busy too. Our alchemy tonight in three distinct and separate participles. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world, where we're in right now and making it up as we go along. We Cheat the Hangman, Part B, and the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act to end the program and wobble to the finish line so we can make the case for retrospect this evening as if we have to. Phil Gray, he's a big boy. I saw a meme of him last week with the coming cyclone and Hamilton NZ, which happily did minimal damage. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing my voice tonight. And he was lashed to the mast of some imaginary storm that was going to send him to Kansas along with Toto and Dorothy. Mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch here from Studio A. Our team, the Mystery Man, the Big Guy, 3D, Phil and Mike, our fellow brethren, the Freesters, and their listeners, all combining to bring you the Paleface Parabola. We are heard during the week, if you can't listen live, on Free FM 89.0. Podcasts all over the place. We recommend goodpods.com. That's goodpods.com. Our new acquisition, also Apple and Spotify and New Zealand Media Access. So don't miss the thrill ride. One single second of it here once we air live on Free FM in the Music Zone, 10 p.m. Wednesday evenings till midnight. Again, proceeding retrospect. Where we been in this set, you might ask? Slightly. We started off with a song about the Titanic on this, the date where it went to the bottom of the briny. In truly one of the most shocking events in nautical and human history. I mean, they built that thing to be impregnable, and it sank up by, well, those troublemakers. It sank west of Greenland in the freezing cold water on a freezing cold night. Oh, those people. And then it went dark. And then they were no more. 1,500 of them. Makes a postmodern man say, "Age gabige." Frank Hutchinson sang that song about the Titanic, a less of a large tale than Bob Dylan did on his album Tempest in 2012, where he just basically made up the story of the Titanic going down. Following Frank Hutchison from the Chicago area, one of the early heroes of acoustic blues. Jack Webb, a.k.a. Sergeant Joe Friday. My dad used to watch that show on a weekly basis. And once they started getting freakier on that show, like lecturing people about the dangers of LSD, which just made you want to take it. The show was called Dragnet. And Colonel Potter from MASH was Jack Webb's foil on that show. It was terrible and great at the same time. Just kind of like that cover of Try a Little Tenderness, Otis Redding's song. Somebody had the idea to sink Jack Webb's ship and have him recite the lyric to it over some aisle 7 type Muzak. And why am I playing a song that I'm trashing? I don't know. I love Kitsch. And as said, we're totally made up that opening set from where I was going to start about an hour ago. Tedeschi Trucks Band, speaking of, this was on in the big guy's car on the way to Studio A tonight, and I heard this song in the background, and I was like, while we were yapping away about this and that, and thought, you know, can I borrow this and have some of that? And he said, well, it's complicated due to my ailing CD player in the car, but it ejected. It was meant to be. And from the album Future Soul, the new album by Tedeschi Trucks Band out about a month, the track called Devil Be Gone. They just completed their residency, their yearly residency at the Beacon in New York City. And I don't know anybody who went, but it's a 12-piece band these days. And Derek Trucks is not of this earth as a guitar player. And Susan Tedeschi is about as good a, not raw, but forceful R&B and blues shouter as we have in existence today. I've seen them live once when they were less than a 12-piece band, and they were great. One of the best bands in the land. I've got them right up there with Los Lobos at this point. Versatile and high-quality songs. Tedeschi Trucks Band. Future Soul, the album. Devil Be Gone, the song. Then there were the Traineers, one of the must-listens of the 1950s, IMHO, a family team who got their start here on the East Coast and recorded for the OK label, who are frequent flyers on this program. And we heard a track that I used to sing to my son all the time when he was little. Used to have to take him over to the babysitters. We'd go for a walk, him and the dog and I. And I was like, uh-oh, get out of the car. And it took him years to melt down. It took me years to melt down his resistance, but I did eventually till I got a, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh, that's some weak tea there, buddy. You got to amp up the gusto. And he has. I met my granddaughter on Sunday night this past week. She's 4 days old. Her name is Dahlia Patogo Balderson, and she's really cute. And yeah, family members say that about babies, because you're not going to say that. It's like, you know, your baby's really ugly. Well, she's not. I don't have to fake it. But 3D and me were pleased as grandparents, in Nancy's case, a pseudo-grandparent, step-grandparent. And we really enjoyed our time talking to my daughter-in-law, Mojo Beauregard, and Dahlia Patogo. Wonderful event to expand family. Some people don't think so. I'm not of that mindset. We're in accord. She's a blessing. Then there was Porcupine Tree in really lo-fi. We're going to see what we can do to shoot it full of steroids and beef it up a bit. And in the background, the Meters, the first family of syncopation from New Orleans, Louisiana, with Here Comes the Meter Man from 1969, their debut album on Josie Records out of New Orleans. And the Meters were as fun and tight a group as you were going to get in the loose pockets of the 1970s in black music. Although, that's a misnomer, because to play some of that disco stuff, and especially fusion jazz, you had to be on your game. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have said that. I'm not sorry! No, I am. Shouldn't have misrepresented that way. Dun-dun-dun. Since I made this up, we have to shift and go a different way. And what are we going to do, I ask you? Oh, yes, this. Let me introduce, well, I just introduced myself, gave you all the indexes for tonight's show. So let's get back to it. The Archives are a band I had never heard of before and haven't heard of since. But about a decade ago, they put out a reggae tribute to Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. And here's an example of the fine job they did on this track called It's Your World.
The ground beneath my feet, I know, was made for me. There is no any one place where I belong. My spirit's meant to be free, and soon now everyone will see. Life was made for us to be what we want to be. And it's your world. It's yours and yours and yours, and what you see. It was not made for me, and it's your world. But you don't have to be lonely, cause in your world, you are truly free. The thoughts that fill my mind are of a very special kind, because they're home to me and me alone. And then I realize that we all have a home inside that was meant for us to be what we want to be. And it's your world. It's yours and yours and yours, and what you see. It's not meant for me, and it's your world. But you don't have to be lonely, cause in your world, you are truly free. Music of life fills my soul. Music of love makes me feel whole. As human history unfolds before my eyes, my spirit's meant to be free. And soon now everyone will see, life was made for us to be what we want to be. And it's your world. It's yours and yours and yours, what you see. It was not meant for me, and it's your world. Cause you don't have to be lonely, cause in your world, you are truly free. And it's your world. It's yours and yours and yours, what you see. It was not meant for me, and it's your world. But you don't have to be lonely, cause in your world, you are truly free. You are truly free. You are truly free to be what you wanna be, yeah.
Well, it may not seem like that to you, the listeners, but we're moving forward at a brisk pace here on tonight's Pale-Faced Parabola. Tax Day here in the States, April 15th. Some of us procrastinators have to file for an extension. A number of fingers, as opposed to the middle finger, a number of fingers pointed directly at me. We'll get it done, but not on time. What we do have on time is this. Lou Donaldson, the man who I knew first from the 1958 song The Blues Walk in the jazz world. This one's called The Spaceman Twist, featuring Big John Patton. Well, those are two guys. How about if we send the Spaceman Twist out to the four people who just landed last Friday night, the Artemis crew, in a mission that inspired awe almost globally. There was nobody I knew who really was blasé about it, at least not that they verbalized. A perfect miss. I mean, really, what went wrong? Nothing. And what they saw and what they did, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So we'll do that for them. The Spaceman Twist. We took this from a collection called Groovy Jazz Organ on the Not Now label. 3-CD set featuring the likes of Shirley Scott and Jimmy McGriff and Jimmy Smith. And some other lesser knowns, like Babyface Willette. Never heard of him? And I suspect, unless I ever play a song by him, which I'm taking up the challenge, we'll see if we can remember to do it next week. There's also Fred Jackson on here doing a song called Hootin' and Tootin'. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Lou Donaldson with the Spaceman Twist. The MC5, for no particular reason other than I love that we just got home from the meth dealer. Let's record Chuck Berry's Back in the USA. 1969 recording for Atlantic Records, produced by John Landau, who later went to the bank with Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band. And until his death a couple of years ago, went on to sacking and plundering the Springsteen fans with increased ticket prices and merchandise. Well, John Landau, as said, there was some dust-up in the transfer between Elektra Records, where Kick Out the Jams was released on in 1968, and this album, which was pushed back to 1970. It was 28 minutes long. So it certainly wasn't, for any lack of length reason. The brevity was there already. Great band. Fred Sonic Smith, Wayne Kramer, Rob Tyner, you betcha. Then there was Piano Red from 1951, known in the trade as Dr. Feelgood. I thought that was the drugs and booze at the time, but this guy copped the name for himself. Took that from a collection called Snatch and Grab It from the cuddly folks who become our music collecting friends at Bear Family Records in Germany. I think it's Shindig Records this month has a, or Shindig Magazine has a feature on those guys. Really good stuff. And as evidenced by, let's have a good time tonight. Let's have a good time tonight. Yep. Right for a change. Don't get used to it. Began the set with the Archives doing It's Your World. Again, with the amazing thought process and music of Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. I'm not familiar with that song. It must be on one of the few Gil Scott-Heron albums I don't possess personally, or it's lost in the swamps of the laboratory downstairs. That's where we've been here. One more bracket of sounds, and then we'll move on to We Cheat the Hangman. But first, in this world where yucks are in short supply, some headlines from The Onion. That's the satirical magazine. I don't know if it goes out around the world, but certainly here in America. And I'll preface this by saying that the world has gotten so weird that it's hard to differentiate between what's fact and what's fiction. We'll have an example or two in here. A report: music's power to heal is down 74%. Number two, the FCC is investigating TV shows where mom has a job. You're safe, June Cleaver. The band Slipknot, the metal band that wears masks, their headline in The Onion: Slipknot orders Trump to stop using its mask during Trump's rallies. And if you're familiar with the band Slipknot at all, you know they have those scarifying masks to intimidate and enthrall their audience. Number four, the EPA approves use of napalm as a pesticide. That'll get the job done. Where's Colonel Kilgore? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like pesticide. Baseball fans will know of what I speak. Number five, Mr. Mets' missionary trip to spread Mets fandom has now reached the Amazon tribe. Mr. Met, yeah, because they're going to relate to that. Just soon go after him with forks and knives, or at least knives. My horoscope for this Wednesday night, April 15th, 2026, Anno Domini. And it reads, my desperate search for answers is finally over. Sandra Bullock, the actress, is, after all, 61 years old. Oh, thank God. I can sleep tonight a little bit better. And then wake up in a pool of sweat. Coachella, the big festival that's happening in Indio, California, last weekend and this upcoming one, I believe. Helpful tip, don't take drugs there unless you test them first on a gullible stranger. That, I believe, would and should buy you a manslaughter charge. And I'm a free spirit. Or at least I used to be. Americans on abolishing the runaway thugs that are called ICE here in America. Audrey St. John is states the following question. But what do Americans who haven't been shot by ICE yet, what do they think? Well, I don't know, but they're still alive, so they can think, as opposed to Renee Good and the guy who got shut up in Minneapolis. An obituary, continuing on Onion headlines for this Wednesday evening. Obituary, Doug Valdez, age 91, passed away early Friday morning in an attempt to beat the weekend rush to get into heaven. Be a bitch if Pete turned him around. I said, listen, you know, you can't come up here. So go back there. Oh, you can't. You're dead. And finally, me. What did I... Is this Anaconda? Is it turned around? Oh, yes. Or is it that nearing heaven, Doug Valdez saw Trump's face and demanded to be turned around? It seemed like a better option. There's your headlines. Here's Joe Jackson. I'll send this one out to myself, since I read them. I read physical newspapers on Sunday. The fat one in the New York Post for the sports section only.
Mother doesn't go out anymore. Just sits at home and rolls her spastic eyes. But every weekend through the door come words of wisdom from the world outside. If you want to know about the bishop and the actress, if you want to know how to be a star, if you want to know about the stains on the mattress, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Sunday papers. Mother's wheelchair stays. Should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, if you wanna know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Thanks for coming to our show tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you. We think it's great to be able to enjoy fine entertainment in the comfort and privacy of your own car. The come-as-you-are atmosphere is a pleasant way to relax in the evening. Don't you agree?
Thank you. wishes you best.
Wake up, girl!
Tommy Boy said, Bobby Hart, opening up your eyes to Coke.
I tell you, I don't like going there in the springtime. When the lilacs are in bloom and the grass is green and the sky is always blue. I tell you, though, I hate it most in the wintertime. With the snow and the ice and the windows are closed and it don't smell right.
Thank you.
of a summit of classic jazz reed players, in this case saxophone. Coleman Hawkins, one of the originators of the modern sound, certainly cast a giant shadow over players to come, especially if you were forming a band and specialized in bebop. Coleman Hawkins, your man, and man, that guy had a way with a ballad. Witness his work on Body and Soul, which was his original composition back in the 1930s. Also on this album, Sonny Rollins. And this is Sonny Rollins' album credited to him, called Sonny Meets Hawk! Exclamation point for Coleman Hawkins. This recorded in 1963 for the RCA label. Sonny Rollins, thought of as the guy who was the great improviser of our modern time. And still alive. Can't play anymore. And is in his mid-90s. So a big day for Sonny Rollins, likely, is taking the recycling out. But, yeah, I've got a number of his records and CDs. And he's got skills that most of us could only dream of aspiring to. This, the classic Gershwin piece called Summertime. Sonny Rollins and Coleman Hawkins. Also, a couple trailers in there. New music, happily, on this show. The D-Lines is the name of the male-female duo who present and perform these songs. I don't think they're romantically involved, but they certainly are artistically. Heard the track called The Meter Keeps Ticking from this very noir album called The Setup. It's on an independent label because, that's how we roll on this program for a great deal of it. The Decor label, or Decor, D-E-C-O-R, just released within the last couple of months. And the whole thing is a setup and a morality play on these people who are looking to get over on an unsuspecting, meek fellow humanoid. The Rascals, when they were no longer young, from one of their later records, after they left their Halcyon days on Atlantic label, they did two albums for the Columbia label. And one of them was called Peaceful World. The title track is 21 and a half minutes long. If the show was more than 2 hours, I would have laid that one on you. But instead, we did the track called Getting Nearer, specifically for the fact that Felix Cavalieri, the main guy, left. I think Dino Danelli was still on this album too, but it was a whole different cast of characters that called themselves the Rascals at this point. Felix Cavalieri reciting the tale of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And then there was Daniel, who stubbornly stayed with a Jewish diet and his own name in the Old Testament tale. Peaceful World, The Rascals. If you can find it, it's worth your time. It's a pretty good record. Miles Davis, on the cusp of his 100th birthday, which will happen on May 26th. We heard the track called Weirdo. I'll send that one out to myself, since I'm here doing this program on the occasion of my wedding anniversary. But it's okay. 3D gave me a hall pass for the day. The big man got me up here in his chariot and the Mystery Man has welcomed us here to Studio A. Miles Davis, weirdo, Mojo Magazine has a cover feature on the five phases of Miles' career, beginning with the late 40s and the birth of the Cool album and going right up through his end times. As Stevie Van Zandt once said, Miles Davis made somebody look like a pussycat. Forget who he said now that I'm trying to retell the story accurately on the air. The Heptones from the album Sweet Talking, 1969 the year, Gloryland, the name of the piece, a vocal group somewhat like, I guess it's this one. Could it be this one? Because I like talking to myself on the air when I'm supposed to be entertaining you. That sounds like jazz. Oh, yeah. Okay. Next song queued up. Got Clydie King, who made her bones as a backup singer in the 1970s with Humble Pie. Well, we have a solo record by her, and we're going to play it. Don't try and talk me out of it. Clydie King music. If you're asking the question, what's on in the Tron? She'll be next. Free FM, our feature. Joe Jackson from Look Sharp. And I think, well, he's got a new record coming out, so I can't guarantee that in 7 days. It's called Hope and Fury. And certainly those two adjectives would fit the modern world, given the daily news. Joe Jackson with Sunday Papers from his debut, 1979 the year, A&M Records. Remember us going to see Joe Jackson once at Great Adventure in New Jersey, in central New Jersey. We were on, Dr. Eels McGee and I, and my poor girlfriend at the time, who tried to stay with us. We were on a 3-day bender at the time, but I can tell you that the concert seemed like it was good. I just don't have any concrete evidence brain-wise to be able to give you chapter and verse. We Cheat the Hangman also begins next. The show within a show, the game within a game here on Free FM. I'd be jumping JB, the air quotes talent of our increasingly large group of villagers that build this program. Our feature album of the week here on Free FM this week, Remember Sport is the name of the band. The album is called The Refrigerator. I heard two tracks on Sunday this week on Mike Williams' breakfast show. Heard, Monday mornings in the native land, the turf of New Zealand. And Mike's on from, like the breakfast shows are, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. And he does a great show. Did an interview with the mayor of Hamilton, our Mother Earth turf here on the North Island. And he asked some really pointed and candid questions. Not insulting, just candid. Gold star to you, Williams. Gen Z, the ages 14 to 29, at least here in the States. In a poll of 1,000, 32% love substances and go to work or school on them. Can't say anything. We did too. Quebec, bogus maple syrup. What? 50% cane sugar goes into the syrup these days. I want an investigation. I won't get one, but I want it. New Zealand, the cyclone predicted over the weekend. Well, the Bay of Plenty got hammered, so it's the Bay of Less now. It did some damage, but didn't Godzilla Hamilton, translation, it didn't lay waste to the landscape. Online, TikTokers, quote, having a nice lawn is racist, unquote. Can't we just leave even grass alone? There has to be a debate on whether it's racist or not. Obviously not. Kristi Noem's husband is in sex rehab. You know, you peel away some of the paint from her face. She really is a good-looking woman. Maybe she wouldn't be if she didn't have all the paint on her face. But you're kind of thinking, that guy, it was a poorly kept secret that Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski, part of the Trump administration, were shagging up a storm. And that guy was at home taking care of the kids. He's a Bible believer, and he believed in, well, listen, if someone else has the talent to do this in the family, I'll stay home and be Mr. Mom. Well, while Mr. Mom was Mr. Momming, Mrs. Mom was sneaking in the back end of the teepee with Corey Lewandowski. In France, a man left his son naked and locked in a van for 2 years. Dad, it was for his own good. Son hadn't told authorities he hadn't had a shower since 2024. Wow. He was ripe for rescuing, I think we can safely say. In 2026, roller coasters, the fastest, the Falcon's Flight roller coaster in Saudi Arabia, goes 155 miles an hour and has a steep vertical lift to it to further have you saw your drawers. The takeoff speed is equivalent to that of a Boeing 737 or a fast, did I write a joke here? A fast Aspen and Oliver. Oh, yes. 155 miles an hour. That's as fast as Phil and Oliver Gray go driving to the studios from their home quarters. Google's AI-generated searches, millions of inaccurate answers, wait for it, an hour. Hungary, a great day for the world this past Sunday. Orban, raus. Out. That bum. Admired by the likes of Vance and Trump. Surprised? Me neither. And finally, so let me get this straight now. The U.S. in the Strait of Hormuz is inflicting a blockade upon a blockade. I'll explain. Hardly any ships are getting through there since we poked the hornet's nest about a month ago in Iran. And now we're blocking off the few ships that want to go in and out of there. I think Iran said, response was, America will be thirsty for the $4 gas price shortly. They talk a big game, too. Don't always deliver, but that was a well-thought-out strategy on the part of Hegseth and Trump, no? And finally, so let me get this straight. Trump is Christ. There's a meme that came out over the weekend where he was dressed up in the Catholic-type robes or frocks and laying healing hands, supposedly, on a person who looked like Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. If Trump is Christ, I woke up this morning as a believer and have been since the 1980s. In fact, the mystery man and I just landed on the fact, you know, the 1986 was 40 years ago. Well, since then, I've been a believer and kind of always have been throughout my life, despite the fact that the nuns used to beat the snot out of us in Catholic school. But I'll tell you this, if Trump is Jesus Christ, I'm considering strongly being an Antichrist. There's your all the news that gives you fits Here, right now, is the triple time promised Clydie King. With Billy Preston on the keyboards.
Hell do you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse. Saying goodbye. Oh, action.
We'll be right back.
Shredology to end my corner of the billiard table. Alan Holdsworth would have celebrated a birthday today. He, a much admired guitar player who's fairly fleet of finger, as you can hear. Endgame is the track we heard. And what's going on these days is the label called... what is this label? They put out several things. This one says Moon June Records, but there's some... The album's called Floating World Live, and the track is called Endgame, as noted before. Five-piece band, Soft Machine, this is a later version of the band, originally started by Robert Wyatt and Kevin Ayers in the late 1960s. Preceding that, Lynyrd Skynyrd, because that's a smooth segue, right? Lynyrd Skynyrd to the Soft Machine. Well, I've always loved the album Second Helping. It's the one with Sweet Home Alabama on it. Just skip over that track and get to the rest of it. I think Ronnie Van Zant was the best lyric writer out of that whole Southern rock thing in the 1970s. And man, those guitar players knew how to turn it up to 11 to great effect. Heard the track Don't Ask Me Questions and I Won't Tell You No Lies, a typically cantankerous sentiment by Ronnie Van Zant. Preceding that, Dave Edmunds, celebrating birthday number, Second Helping, released today in 1974. Dave Edmunds, 82 today, from Repeat When Necessary, recorded with the band Rockpile, the track called Dynamite, as if you would have thought otherwise, hearing the way he's belting out the lyric. That from 1979. Graham Parker and Elvis Costello cover on that record too, because Dave knew where to find him and sing him. Then there was Jack Nitzsche, not the famous Russian guy, but the man who was Phil Spector's right-hand man. One of his movie soundtrack instrumentals called The Last Race. That's from Richard Hawley's new collection called Little Bangers. He had volume 2. That was from 1964. Joey Ramone did the cover of Iggy and the Stooges 1969 from his posthumous solo record, Don't Worry About Me. Joey Ramone got the call today in 2002 at the age of 49. He got cheated. Al Green with John Legend did from the album Lay It Down, one of his secular records, post getting burned up by Grits. Blue Note Records, 2008. Willie Mitchell is not producing, but Al's still singing his behind off. And Stay With Me by the Sea is the name of the track. C is S-E-A. And then the set started off with Clytie King, One More Time With Feeling, the album called Direct Me. And that's from the 1970s. There's no release date on this, but You Can't Go On Without Love, the name of the track. I'll take her word for it. Sending one out to 3D here on our anniversary. Two things. Lester Young, a.k.a. Pork Pie Hat, said, musician is a scientist and a philosopher. And Miles Davis once said, man, sometimes it takes you a long time to sound like yourself. And I guess that means get the comfort zone together. So it's I'm doing the right thing here. We're doing the right thing right now, as we often do every week, is qualifies as often. And we turn things over to the mystery man for the final act of tonight's Paleface Parabola. Well, our new gambit here is to pull stuff out of the mailbox and play it for you. And tonight, no exception. Talk to me about these people, this album, and what you know about these people who made it.
This album is called The Horizon Spirals. And it seems to be a blend of two different duos. One is OOIOO who are a...
I told you I would giggle.
A Japanese duo. And Lightning Bolt is the other duo. The whole thing is pretty ambiguous. I heard this on the radio. I heard a track from on the radio, which was very long. We can't play that. It's too long. So we'll go with another song that I haven't heard yet. And hope for the best.
Well, clearly lightning strikes twice when it comes to this band, since they're employing duos to put it together. You know, as usual, your thirst for the unusual tickles me pink. You know, it's just, it's great stuff. I enjoy on a weekly basis doing the last voyage of tonight's program with something from your robust collection. That's us. That's the Pale Face Parabola for this Wednesday night, April 15th, here, 2026 Anno Domini Retrospect on the Horizon. Bring us that horizon. So, Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. We'll be back to love you like the burly men that we are in 168.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.